Okay, so I want to continue discussing highlights from the Slichos of the next day. Hopefully those who are listening will hear this before Slichos. I'm trying to get them out timely. It's now Monday night. So this is for Slichos, which are recited Tuesday morning. So it's a little bit of a silent critique for those of you who come to Slichos early. Obviously, I'm just saying this respectfully. Ideally, Slichos are meant to be said either late at night or early in the morning. Obviously, given the fact that people's schedules are sometimes different, don't allow that. So each community has early slichos. Certainly not lechatchila, but given all the other factors involved. But so I'm recording this hopefully for people to be able to listen to it in due time. So in, again, Minhag Polin of slichos on the third day. Yesterday was the second day. Tuesday is the third day. I want to discuss three or four parts of the first kina. So the first kina, actually don't have my kinas in front of me. Let me grab a kina booklet. So this is actually the first kina. The first slicha, first piyut. Yisrael amcha techina orchim. And as I wrote about this in an article I wrote for the OU publication in Israel, you can get it on the YU Torah site, other places, how despite the fact that slichos are the build-up to tshuva, so much of the slichos speak about the trials and tribulations of Jewish history, the faith and the courage, pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to end the galus, and for various reasons. It's not what you would expect. You'd expect it to be more personal, more private, more penitential. Anyway, in this first slicha, towards the end, there are some interesting lines that have resonance, obviously, for tshuva, and that's what I'm trying to select. So towards the end, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'avor kivod shimcha v'shem kodshecha hamulal. You should redeem us for the sake of your name. Naroz hafle, perform great mysterious miracles. Leval b'goyim yischalal, that your name should be mehulal, previous stanza, praised, glorified, rather than chasuchon, desecrated. So this has resonance both for the specific context of the slicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please redeem us for the sake of your name. Tanakh is full of that. It's all over, you can't miss it. Va'as leman shemi, the vilti achel enei agoyim, asei leman shimcha gadol vihanara, asei leman cham lo lemanenu. Throughout Tanakh, we're aware that Geula is not just a national and moral event, but it's a theological event, because in Galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and we're in Galus, Hashem's presence is obscured. With regard to Tshuva in particular, we also articulate, as I said before, that Hashem forgiving us doesn't just serve our needs, but at some level serves His needs, because His profile, His image in this world as a compassionate creator who loves His creatures and offers them tshuva, cements His identity as a compassionate God, which isn't so obvious to pagans, and also perpetuates people's belief in tshuva. Kimcha slicha lema'an tivarei. If you forgive us, your name will be glorified, because people, when they're on the boundaries and margins of sin and they want to release themselves, you can convince yourself and delude yourself that you're too far gone for tshuva, and then you fall into moral and spiritual freefall. So by reinforcing the capacity of tshuva, we're actually sanctifying Hashem's name. So, Bavur kivot shimcha v'shem kachecha hamulal, for the sake of your praiseworthy name, nera'os haflei leval bagoyim yishalal. Please perform miracles in general, redeem Am Yisrael, and offer us kapara and slicha. Okay, a little bit later, the next paragraph, which begins with Mekim me'afar dal v'yavyar me'ashpa. Please lift us out of the garbage, out of the poverty, out of the impoverished state. Of course, it has resonance of Hallel, it reminds us of Hallel. Don't let your people fall to embarrassment and destruction. If in your commands we're a little bit lazy and we're weak, here's the line I want to talk about. The final stanza, the final line of the stanza, al kol pishaeha havaschatehi mechapa. Even if we're weak and we can't improve our behavior, let your love cover our sins. Now, the concept of love covering sins, which appears in our tefillah also, al kol pishaeha techaseava, comes from Mishlei. It's quoted in Tefillah. And it's alluded to when Yeshayah. When Yeshayah speaks about that our sins should be cleansed.
Im yadimu chatalak et semri, a pasuk we recite every night in Slichos, and we'll recite it on Yom Kippur. It's a mainstream, mainline pasuk.
What's the difference between the whitening effect of cleaning wool and the whitening effect of snow? Beginning im yadimu chatalak, if our sins are as red strings, kashel gilbimu, they'll be white like snow. Im yuchatechem kashanim, sorry, kashel gilbimu, if they'll be like red strings, they'll be like shelig. Im yadimu chatalak, like a worm, katsemri, he will be like cleansed wool. What's the difference between viewing tshuva as whitening wool or snowy white? And one of the answers is that cleaning wool actually turns something dark into something whiter. Snow doesn't convert the color of the ground, it just covers it. So the ground is still dark, but it appears white. And by referencing the whitening of snow, we're asking Hashem, even if our tshuva is not complete enough, sincere enough, effective enough to convert red and to convert sin into virtue, at least let our love cover up our flaws the same way that snow covers it up. And that's something we constantly return to because there's so many different voices of tshuva that allow for imperfect tshuva and carve out space for limited tshuva. So in the kina, in the slicha, we conclude that stanza al kol pisha'e avos chatehi mechapa. The next stanza begins with an interesting couplet. Yeserachi basam lefonecha Adonai Adonim. Their love in front of you, Hashem, is great, namely the love you have for the Jewish people. This is a shout-out to the famous Mishnah in Avos, in which Rabbi Akiva said that every person has tzelem elokim, chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem, but chaviv v'nisol shenikru banam lamakom. So we're referencing Rabbi Akiva that you love us even more than you love human beings who have a tzelem elokim. And then the next line references a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in Meseches Kiddushin, on Daf Lamed Vav, are we considered Hashem's children, as Rabbi Akiva referred to us in that Mishnah, Chaviv bin Yisrael Shenik Ruvanim, are we considered Hashem's children after we sin? Rabbi Yehuda says, if we perform His will, we are His children. If we're not, we're no longer His children. Famous line, Im Hagim Minag Banim Hare Atem Banim, Im Lab Iatem Banim. Rav Meir, and this is a famous machlokas that spreads its way throughout the Medrash and Shir HaShirim and other places. Rimer says, of course, famously, Ben Kach U Ben Kach Nikru Ubanim. No matter how we behave, and even if we betray Hashem, and even if we rebel, we're still considered Banim. So we're poskening, as it were, in this piyot, like Rabbi Meir, and we're telling Hashem, you love us, Yiserechi Basam Lefanecha Adonai Adonim, Ben Kach U Ben Kach Nikru U Okruim Lecha Banim. And then finally, I'm skipping to the second Slicha. It's known as, again, a minhag polin, Elecha nesuos einenu, our eyes are lifted to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Towards the end of the Slicha, we invoke a concept which is very dominant or very prominent in Tisha B'Av, less so on Yom Kippur, at least in the liturgy and the Nusach of the Tefillah. We're invoking our Avos to daven on our behalf. Of course, we think about our Avos, we visit Kivrei Avos, we visit Maris Machpelah, but we actually don't talk about it that much in the Tefillah of Yom Kippur. Here, in the Slicha, we do invoke it. So Kumu, it's the end of the second Slicha. Kumu, wake up. Rivutzei Machpel, those who are lying prone in Maris Machpela. Se'adunu b'sha'ava, support us in your calling out and our cries. And look at the suffering. Ru'u kilayon, look at all of our destruction. Ayei shvua, where is the shvua that Hashem made to you? Shomrei hatzon, the shepherds, our avos and imos. Hakitzu v'shtavamu, wake up and be shocked. Shekadetem, you worked, terachtem, you toiled, uva behalos hutamu. And yet, we are completely overwhelmed with confusion and chaos and saras. So towards the end of the second Slicha, on this day, we turn to the Avos, and something I feel very deeply, saying Slichos, 10 miles from Arisa Machpela and 10 miles from Keverach, not even 10 miles, much, much less, 12 kilometers in each direction, more or less. Anyway, so this is just a summary of three or four ideas that are woven into the Slichos of the third day. One is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should redeem us / forgive us for His name. Two is that He should allow our love to cover our sins, even if we can't eliminate them, sinner-like. Three is He should remember the special love you had for us, and that love extends, and our title as children, our profile as children, survives sin. And finally, we turn to the Avos, Kumu, Rivutzei Machpel. Wake up those who are prone in Machpel and daven with us. Good thing to ask yourself, Erev Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, who do you feel you're davening with on these days? Which of us do you feel are davening with you in Shemayim, helping you appear before the Kisa?